Hello again, and welcome to Dreamer's World. This is your author, Dreamer, and today I'm reading a piece for you titled Thoughts from a Ghost. I watch you sleep, still, just like I used to. I can't help it. I know you hate that, hated that. I reckon you don't realize I still do it. The warm afternoon sun lulled you, pulled your eyes closed, tugged you under. I watched you fight it, and you fell asleep with your hand on your book. I missed seeing your vibrant eyes the moment they disappeared. The tension eased from your face, erasing years in its passing. You always looked so much older than you really are, your life's wisdom living clear in your expression. Your respiration slowed until I knew you were deep asleep, lost in that lovely velvet darkness. I miss sleeping. My gaze, if I have one, I'm still not sure, traced you. Every inch of your flesh has a memory tied to it. By each I am tied to you. The soft skin of your temple where I first kissed you. There under your porch light, holding you tight in a hug of comfort. I didn't expect the zing of attraction when my lips touched your skin. The gasp escaped unbidden. I remember how you pulled back, looked up into my eyes, and smiled through your tears. That was the first night I watched you sleep, sitting next to you on your bed, my knees captured in the wrap of my arms. I didn't sleep a wink, afraid if I did, I'd wake and find you were not but a dream. I think I reached out and touched you. I can never be certain if it's form or thought. I followed the arch of your brow, that one that quirks upward in skeptical amusement, felt the soft curve of your cheek and jaw. Your lips part in your sleep, and your breath fans against me. No, through me. Can a ghost shiver? I can't so much hear as sense your heartbeat. It jumped when my fingers slipped along the slope of your neck. How many times did my lips find that soft skin during our tentative, careful, terrified dance of courtship? A month we waited, teetering on the edge, wondering if we dared to jump. It took that long to realize we had no control in it. Can I count the hours spent in this bed with you? We waited a full year before surrendering to the truth of us. I surrendered my lease, moved into the small cottage on the outside of town with you. Truly wasn't much of a change. I'd lived with little accoutrement. You always said your little home changed the first time we kissed. Really kissed, in your kitchen. Why are we waiting? You had asked, when my lips touched your nape as you stirred a pot full of stew. Your voice breathless, your body pressing into mine. I didn't answer, just turned you in my arms, sank my fingers into your hair, and kissed you until we broke apart for oxygen. I loved you. I still love you. That night I found that deep well of love coexisted with a passion for you that left me weak. In the intense, mind-blowing grips of our second kiss, one longer, deeper, and edged with the teeth of desire, you reached and turned the burner off. With eyes dark and edgy, you whispered, "Dinner will hold," and pulled me off to this very room. I miss tasting you, my love. The comma of your body called to me. Brave or drunk on the power of my memories, I tried to shape myself to you. You sighed, shifted, and settled back into me just like you used to. I trembled, a crackle of electricity in the warmth of a ghostly storm. From here I can see the scar behind your ear from the accident. There are more, I know. One on your back, curved in an echo of your ribs. Another in the back of your thigh, a fine dotted line that points towards your inner sanctum. I tried to keep all the flying debris from reaching you. I can still feel the shrapnel piercing my body. Can a ghost cry? I don't know. I know I'm still the source of tears for you. I know you hate me for saving only one of us. I hate me for saving only one of us. I wish I could have saved us both. It's time to try again. To try to leave. To let you move on. The fact that those scars are little more than pale white marks speaks to how long we've lived in this limbo land. It takes every bit of resolve I have to unwrap myself from you. And then, in your sleep, you whisper, "Please stay." And my decision evaporates like a wisp of fog. I settle back against you, curled into your warmth. Somehow you've given me something that lets the sheets dip beneath me. My arm curls around your waist, and your fingers thread through mine, nearly startling a sob from my throat. Cold moisture coalesces from thin air and drops to dot the crisp cotton over your body. I press my lips to that soft spot behind your ear. I will stay, forever bound by love. Thank you for listening. This has been an erotic podcast from Dreamer's World, a piece titled Thoughts from a Ghost.